The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. He cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. There is a song written by Father Dennis Vellucci, the first pastor of San Lorenzo Ruiz in Walnut. Would that I had 1,000 lives to give for my God. May my humble life be acceptable to you, O Lord. And Jesus said, "Love one another, by this shall all know that you are my disciples, by the love you show. Would that I had 1,000 lives to give for my God. May my humble life be acceptable to you, O Lord." The question for me today is, am I humble? How humble are you? Can people tell from your life that you are a disciple of God? I'll tell you a story. A parish church somewhere in Europe was badly in need of repair. The church was badly in need of repair. You know, very rare you find us celebrating. Our pastor is here celebrating with us because it's a special day. And so this church was dilapidating. It needed repair. So the priest, the pastor of the church, wanted a fundraising in the church. He called together everyone and was pointing out the areas that needed repair. Some places needed plastering because it was falling off. And he invited pledges and donations. Now, the richest man in the parish stood up to make a donation. And he said, I'm going to donate on behalf of myself and my family 50 euros. Just as he sat down, a chunk of plaster fell from the ceiling and hit his head. And he jumped up and, looking terribly startled and stunned, he corrected himself. I meant to say 500,000 euros. And the church, they didn't laugh. They were stunned. They were startled. And then a lone voice was heard and said, "Oh Lord, hit him again." My dear friends, the main theme of today's readings is the warning that the selfish and extravagant use of God's blessings, like wealth, without sharing them with the poor or with one another, is a serious sin deserving of eternal punishment if we do not share it. In the first reading, Prophet Amos issues a warning to those who seek wealth at the expense of the poor and spend it on themselves alone. It is not about yourself. He prophesied that those rich and self-indulgent people will be punished by God with exile because they do not care for the poor and the suffering brothers. The first reading of today. The responsorial psalm tells us that the Lord has interest for those who are poor. The Lord takes cognizance of them. And in the gospel, one too many times we have heard it, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Why was Lazarus' name mentioned, but the rich man was not mentioned? That's a story for another day. It means for the rich, it could be you, it could be me, it could be anyone. We have been blessed in many ways with wealth, with health. That's something we trivialize. To have good health is a blessing. We have been blessed with special talents and social and political influence. We have been blessed with a combination of all of this. But then the parable of today invites us to share our gifts, our talents. Today we are celebrating with the school community. They are growing in stature and in wisdom and in skills. The blessings of God is on them. And I say, you are blessed as children studying in the United States. You get to change your shoes maybe every semester or every year. There are some people who go to school without shoes. Google it. My former president, good luck, Jonathan, told a story of how he went to school without shoes. You are blessed. And each time you see your parents or your guardians, always tell them thank you. Each time you see your teachers, you have the best of teachers, tell them thank you. Listen, grow your tomorrow today. Grow your tomorrow today. Do not wait for tomorrow to come before you begin to say thank you to your parents. They work hard, hours, to make sure you have food on your table and you're able to go to school. Some people are not able to pay their tuition. So it's a blessing. We are celebrating God's blessings in this Mass with our school community. And that's why, like I said, the pastor is here with us to share in this celebration, to partake in this celebration. Furthermore, we are celebrating with the Filipino community. My last parish was St. Lorenzo Ruiz, 85% Filipinos. And the celebration is massive over there. But then, while I was there, something stood out for me about the life of this saint, St. Lorenzo Ruiz, the first Filipino saint. On September 29th, 1637, a long time ago, I don't know how many of us were born then, he stood there with his wife, two sons, and one daughter, looking at them, thinking about them, and they told him to renounce the faith. They told him to renounce the faith. They told him, if you cease to be a Christian, a follower of Christ, we will set you free. This was happening in Japan, Nagasaki. And he said, if I have 1,000 lives, if God should give me 1,000 lives, I will offer it to him again and again and again and again. Will you be able to do that, to offer yourself to God and to one another again and again and again? And his life was taken. We are not able to celebrate him, you know, in all the masses today because the Sunday celebration, the Day of the Lord, takes preeminence. But then the pastor has granted us this opportunity. It's a rare opportunity to be talking about him on a Sunday, on the Day of the Lord. But something I'd like you to take home. We are all gathered here, some with our families, some, you know, with their spouses. Imagine you taking away from your family and you are about to be executed. What would you do? Would you give up your family for God? This was what he did. And he was canonized as saying, if I have 1,000 life, I will give it back to God. That speaks to me. How much have you given to the extent that it hurts? If you haven't, then you are not making that sacrifice. Are we making sacrifices to help one another with the blessings we have? Would that I had 1,000 lives to give for my God. May my humble life be acceptable to you, O Lord. And Jesus said, love one another, by this shall all know that you are my disciples by the love you show. Would that I had 1,000 lives to give for my God. May my humble life be acceptable to you, O Lord.